So look, I got somebody here. Yeah, her name is Kim. I want her to introduce herself, but y'all, here we go. We on Forbidden Secrets. Raw and uncut. You hear me? So what's your name?
Hi, my name is Kimberly Mason, aka Just Kim Massages.
Oh, where are you from, Just Kim Massages?
I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri, but I was raised up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Come on, Tulsa.
Okay.
Rope.
Let's not forget to mention home of the slavery.
Okay, look.
Okay.
So, Kim, I wanted to bring you on because I wanted to ask you a few questions. We had conversations about mental health, sexual identity, DL, bisexuality, things of that nature. So, who do you identify as? Are you a woman or are you...
I'm a woman. I'm a straight woman. Tell
us. I can't cut that out. But, I'm trying to get into the conversation.
Yeah, no, for real. Yeah.
What are your pronouns?
Yes, come on. Do you know what pronouns are?
I'm just a straight.
Pronouns, yeah. Like in the healthcare field nowadays, are like
he, she, you have, they,
he, yeah. She, he, them, he, them, he is.
Oh, I'm a she, she.
He, him, his, the, them, they.
I'm a she, she's her, I'm a she.
Yeah. And then there's cis women, which are straight women, cis men, which are straight men. Then you got transgender.
Okay.
It's a health.
Okay. Well, what are we as straight women?
Y'all cis women.
We're cis women.
Yeah.
I'm cis women.
I'm she, her.
Bitch, obviously.
She, her.
Okay, so Kim, how do you feel about relationships and sexuality, first of all? So, hold on. Before we get in there, what do you do?
I'm a licensed massage therapist by trade. Right now, I work in the health field as a DSP.
Direct support. Okay. So, as a massage therapist, you be massaging booty cheeks.
I massage glutes.
Come up with a word.
But do you rub dicks?
No, I don't. I'm not a masseuse. I'm a
She satisfies you sexually, and she
charges
a happy ending.
Bam.
Yeah. So, what's the difference from the...
A massage therapist is someone that looks in... We do, like, pressure points.
Right.
We heal the body.
Honey, I done
had a couple. So, we do pressure points. We do... it's good for sugar,
right.
High blood pressure, frozen shoulder. People that are doing surgeries now... it's really good for them to have massages so the blood clocks don't clock up.
Right. So how do you feel about sexuality, first of all? Not even sexuality, but like in your own, essence. How do you feel about, how do you have conversations about, getting tested or getting treated or just
I'll ask the man, when's the last time he's been to the doctor? When's the last time you had sex?
Like, is it normal though? Do you do it for normal, or is that something that you proactively do?
Something I proactively do. Like, I need to know. Like, if I'm finna get in a relationship with you, and I know I haven't been with anybody in 4 or 5 years, right, or 6 to 7 months, so at least I know if I got something, I know exactly where it came from.
Right.
Eventually,
right,
after the condom is not being used, like. I know me, but right, I really don't know you, yeah, even after the condom comes after 6 or 7 months.
Right.
But so, you know, in the heat of the moment when you horny, you,
right,
know, you be like,
yes,
you, the last thing you be thinking about is that. So, like, what would you say to your younger self if you wanted to tell your younger self as far as sex health? Like, what would you tell your younger self? Because, you know, at a young age, we'd be like,
hi,
microwave.
Make him put on a condom.
Or no sex.
Or no. If I was in my younger days, I wish I would have waited.
Yeah.
But it was took from me. I was molested. So
right,
when you're penetrated down there, eventually it has an urge, an itch, a twitch.
Right.
You want to have sex.
Yeah.
Right.
Because your body really don't know,
right,
at a young age.
Yeah, that's deep. So do you feel like that can lead into, like, so I feel like that's called childhood adversities. Do you feel like that lead into adulthood in your behaviors in adulthood and the decisions that you make?
Yeah. I feel like a person that's been molested, man or woman, it's all three things. Either they're going to be addicted to sex and just have sex, 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 sex. Mm-hmm. Or...
they call it hypersexual something in the medical term.
Or either they're going to choose the same sex.
Yeah.
Or they're not gonna have sex at all.
Yeah, the opposite, the total opposite. Yeah. And that's called trauma bond, because some people are in relationships, and no offense, but like the Christian and Blueface incident, that's a trauma bond. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been through so much, and I just did this presentation yesterday at work. There's four different types.
I love them, I think that they're different.
As you should. As you should. But there's nothing wrong with that, because... again, there's four different type of intimacy levels. There's physical, there's emotional, and there's psychology and mental. You know, they go together. But some people, and the physical is sexual, but some people may not be able to have sex or engage in sex. So then you have the other part of intimacy, which is touching, and they still release the same type of endorphins and things of that nature. But no, for real, thank you for sharing that. So you say you do massages. Where can the people meet you or introduce you or get in touch with you?
Right now that I'm new to Kansas City, I'm only doing house calls by people that request me from someone that they already know. But you can reach me at kimberly.mason73@yahoo.com is my email, or you can follow me on Instagram at @miskimmassages, and that's the same thing.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming up. Have a good one.
Thank you.